USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A rare moment of unity in the Senate.
Officer Goodman is in the chamber tonight. Officer Goodman, thank you.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer asking members to vote to give Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman the Congressional Gold Medal. Schumer made the motion to award him for his bravery during the Capitol riot. The decision to honor him came at the end of a question and answer session that wound down former President Trump's second impeachment trial. Just before that, his defense team presented their case. Mr. Trump chose to have his attorney Bruce Castor take on a reduced role after bipartisan criticism on the first day of the trial. He has since changed his demeanor.
Let us be clear. This trial is about far more than President Trump. It is about silencing and banning the speech the majority does not agree with.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Coronavirus variants are puzzling scientists. USA's Tim Berg has more.
For 154 days last year, a man was in and out of Boston hospitals fighting a losing battle with COVID-19. He did not survive, but researchers say his rare case could help them better understand how the virus mutates. The man, whose identity was not released, was first diagnosed in the spring of 2020. Dr. Jonathan Lee is an infectious disease specialist at Harvard Medical School.
This particular case is, in retrospect, a harbinger of what was to come. And I think that it just goes to show that we need to do a better job of monitoring the spread of these variants, and that only by looking for these variants will we be able to detect it. And that it's something that I think we haven't done as well up to now.
That audio, courtesy of CBS News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The state of New York is having some coronavirus controversy over numbers. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry has the story.
The calls for New York Governor Cuomo to resign because of deadly decisions and now an alleged cover-up are getting louder. In a stunning admission, New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo's aide, Melissa DeRosa, is blowing the whistle on New York State's withholding of the true nursing home COVID-19 deaths count to mislead federal prosecutors. Dexter Wilson tells PIX News his father was one of the deaths.
It feels like they're simply numbers, and they numbers that could be moved around and manipulated to the governor's, you know, benefit, which is extremely unfortunate because my father was far from a number.
More than 9,000 infected coronavirus patients in New York State were released from hospitals and put into nursing homes under Governor Cuomo's mandate. Health Commissioner Howard Zucker is now reporting over 15,000 people died from Cuomo's decision. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Karen Warner, a 51-year-old from Indiana, recently unsealed her adoption records and discovered she had a twin brother. Warner said she didn't have any name to work with, so she looked up voting records for a man who shared her birth date. Then she realized one of the men, Mike Jackman, was a high school classmate. She contacted him on Facebook, and they had their DNA test performed, which confirmed their connection. The twins say they now talk almost every day. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.